Jeff, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, your return. And, you know, I know when I return to work, I don't always do well right away, but you've been able to keep your hitting stroke together. How'd you do that?
Just try to kind of continue what I did last year. Take the same approach. You know, pitchers are always changing and, you know, different ways to get me out. But, you know, I'll try to just make adjustments when I need to do and, just, you know, keep putting the ball in play.
When we talk to your manager and even when I talk to other managers about you, they all say Jeff's a throwback to what players used to be. And I think you were at bat the other day where the pitcher was out of the strike zone. You somehow got it over the shortstop's head. Can you talk about that? And what kind of a mindset does that have? Because it's real appealing to watch.
Yeah. You know, I'll get up there, run our second, third, and basically all I got to do is put the ball in play, you know, somewhere in the middle of the field, and we're going to get the run in. And, yeah, I got the two strikes, and I was just battling, got a few good pitches to hit and just missed them. And then, you know, he threw me a pretty good changeup, and, you know, I'm just doing everything I can to put the ball in play and make something good happen, and it did. And, you know, I didn't hit it hard or anything, but when you put the ball in play so many times, I mean, hits start to fall.
Versatility is something that's very important in this sport, and not only from a position standpoint where you can play in a lot of different places in the field, but a lot of different places in the lineup. How do you prepare yourself for that, knowing that it could be leadoff one day, it could be third another day, it could be left field another day?
I mean, it doesn't really bother me at all. I've been in that role. That was my role in college for 3 years, so it's something I'm very used to. But, yeah, I mean, my approach has never changed at the plate. I mean, just defensively, you know, get the reps at every single position that I could possibly play. So basically just being ready defensively.
And obviously the season didn't start for the team the way you guys wanted it to. But lately here at home, you guys have been kind of saying, well, this is our park and this is going to be a tough place for you to play. Have you noticed that change in this ballpark particularly?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't around too long last year, so didn't really know how it went last year, but, you know, this year, yeah, we're winning ball games at home. We're getting big hits when we need to, especially late in games off other teams' bullpens, and it's good because, I mean, we've been down a few games, and, you know, team battles back and, you know, gets that big hit, and the crowd kind of rallies behind us.
One final question. I know ball players like to live in today, and it's probably a great skill for us to learn, too, to live in today. But you got a Yankee series coming up, a Subway series in the Bronx on Monday and Tuesday. Can you talk about anticipation for that and the fervor that you're going to see?
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it. I got to play in one of the Yankee games last year. It was like a makeup game, so I'm just experience it there. I think, you know, we had to grow on the mound, and I think they had Severino, so it was big time matches. So it was a lot of fun and super loud and probably pretty close to a playoff atmosphere. And, you know, so I'm looking forward to good two games with them, and should be a battle.
Great to talk to you, Jeff. And just from a personal standpoint, the sport needs more people like Jeff McNeil, that's for sure.
Thank you.